the absurdity so far. Something was up, they were heard to say. I can't for the life of me fathom any of it out, remarked Pickles. There are definitely too many things going on at the same time, he barked. The whole predicament was all a bit too confusing. But still, people continued to think. But as always, the days were getting later and later, so many of the new ones slowed down to catch it up. With all such complications and rattling of pipes, the squeaking in dark corners was to most, with a smidgen of common sense and a healthy bank balance, a distant pest. But no one, not even the clever ones with the large bulbous foreheads and raised veins, had noticed the grey and silver mist looming above the city. Meanwhile, boredom looked out of date, as some anonymous fiction with attitude and tomato ketchup on their hands placed a lead cover over a shape that was no longer important. Everything was beginning to get rusty and age beyond Botox. People were attempting to escape down half-closed hatches that were no longer in any working use. A low humming sound started up again, and all too soon, a tingling vibration began to disperse in several unpredictable directions. A half-eaten chocolate forest gatto was smouldering under a burnt Mr. Blobby tablecloth. Bent smoke from a disused toilet seemed to be getting much thicker, as several of the locals started to pack their belongings and vacate their area. Some of the old ones were now starting to go mad and froth from the corners of their orifice between mills on wheels. Many had decided to jump in one particular position to avoid seizing up altogether. It was, however, proven to be rather foolish, given that everyone from the South Quadrant looked similar, dressed in tracksuits. A local magician who recently lapsed into a semi-silent trance was awoken after 3 months by vandals posing as celebrities. After a long discussion about levitation and plenty of bad language, the magician was finally paid and used unmanaged gold coins for his imposition. Later that day, he produced before an indifferent crowd of fake tanned holidaymakers his ancient magic stick. The proceedings took place outside a chemist as he slowly dipped his magic stick very cautiously into a vat of fresh fuming mustard. He did as was requested to try and attempt the impossible and make frustration disappear, if only for a while. To be continued.